Basic information. Reading time, about 14 minutes. Word count, about 5,800 characters. Summary, using a four-stage roadmap, a cache runway model, and a buffer coverage ratio, this article breaks the leap from office worker to digital nomad into small, reversible steps, turning geographic freedom into a calculated choice rather than a gamble. Full audio narration in Chinese. 1. The starting point, an office worker who saved an 18-month Fu fund. Last spring, I met a programmer named Mai Zhe at a cafe in Shanghai. He is 35 this year, from Nanchang in Jiangxi province, and has written code for 9 years at an internet company. In his account sits a Fu fund large enough to cover 18 months of his living expenses. "I'm not looking to quit my boss," he said. "I just want the confidence of not being afraid." Maizhe's Fu fund was not built overnight. Starting at age 28, he deposited about 30% of his salary every month into a locked account that he never touched. Over 7 years it grew to roughly 360,000 renminbi. He never used this money for spending, it served only as a buffer for being able to stop at any time. What truly moved me was his mindset. "I used to fear losing my job, now I don't," he said. "This fearlessness actually made me do my work more steadily, because I am here by choice, not because I'm chained." For him, geographic freedom was first a side of financial freedom. Mai Zhe spent 6 months on the transition, first an internal move to remote work, then taking on freelance gigs to test the waters, and finally relocating to Chiang Mai to settle. He said those 6 months were the steadiest half-year of his career, because every step had a way back. What really gets people to take the first step is often not courage, but a clearly calculated buffer. Mai Zhe later shared this build the runway first, then set off method with 7 colleagues. 4 of them followed it and also successfully transitioned to working from elsewhere, a noticeably higher success rate than those who quit outright. 2. The myth, treating quitting your job as the starting point of geographic freedom. Many people think geographic freedom means quitting first. Mai Zhe says this is the most common detour he has seen. "I've seen people quit and rush to Chiang Mai, blow through their savings in 3 months, and slink back defeated. They never tasted freedom, but their confidence broke first." The first myth is burning your bridges. Leaving without a buffer, anxiety will drown out the scenery, you'll be busy hunting for money instead of seeing the world. Mai Zhe recommends having at least 6 months of living expenses as a buffer before even talking about leaving. The second myth is going all the way at once. Wanting to become a full-time nomad directly spikes the difficulty. He used a four-stage progression, validating one thing at each stage, so the cost of mistakes stayed low. The third myth is location equals freedom. Thinking a change of time zone means liberation, only to find jet lag and loneliness grind you down more. He says freedom is a capability, not a coordinate. If you bring your anxiety to Bali, your anxiety also buys a plane ticket. Treating resignation as the starting point is using movement to escape preparation. The problems get carried along, not solved. Mai Zhe says of those who quit and rushed out, 6 or 7 out of 10 are back within half a year. Those who stay are mostly the ones who laid down their runway first. 3. The framework, a four-stage roadmap for the transition. The four-stage roadmap I gave Mai Zhe works like this. Stage 1, test the waters, use annual leave to live in the destination for 2 weeks. Stage 2, remote, push for an internal move to remote work or part-time freelancing. Stage 3, semi-departure, trade a pay cut for more flexible or localized income. Stage 4, full departure, relocate to the destination to settle. 4 stages build on each other, each with an exit route. Stage 1 is a low-cost probe. Mai Zhe used 10 days of annual leave in Chiang Mai to verify whether he could work normally in an unfamiliar environment. His conclusion, yes, but the first 3 days were spent fighting jet lag. Stage 2 keeps income flowing. He first moved internally to remote work for 3 months, preserving his salary while testing long-distance collaboration, and found the team could accept asynchronous communication. Stage 3 trades income for flexibility. He took on two long-term outsourcing contracts, dropped his main job to half-time, with monthly income down about 20%, but with extra time to settle his life in Chiang Mai. The value of the four stages is breaking a big jump into small steps, each reversible, rather than an all-in at once. 4. Comparison, quitting outright, internal remote move, and freelance transition. Quitting outright is the most exhilarating but the riskiest. Income stops immediately, the buffer burns fast, suited to those who already have a thick backup. The internal remote move is the steadiest. Income never stops, low trial and error cost, but it needs the company's permission. The freelance transition is the most flexible. Build clients while still employed, but your energy is split in two. Maija ran the comparison. Those who quit purely, on average, start anxiously hunting for money within 4 months. Those who moved internally to remote had zero interruption in transition income. Those who freelanced spent about 30 extra hours a month during transition but retained their client assets. A common misjudgment is the company would never allow remote. He used the pilot method. First promise 2 weeks of remote delivery without quality drop, then talk about the long term, and the boss actually agreed. Don't ask for freedom, first prove freedom doesn't hurt output, he said. Combine the three rather than pick one. He took the path of internal remote as the base plus freelance to test and add plus final full departure, spreading the risk across three segments. When choosing, look at two things: whether your company can be negotiated with, and whether your clients can be accumulated. Don't use one posture to shoulder everything. 5. Professional analysis, calculating the cash runway and risk buffer. We can use a cash runway model to measure the safety cushion. Runway months equals usable buffer divided by monthly fixed expenses. The common industry safety line is about 6 months, with the conservative taking 12 months, scale reference. Ranges given by multiple personal finance popularizers. Source type is public financial literacy education material. Compare two types. A has only a 2 month runway, monthly expenses about 12,000 renminbi, buffer about 24,000 renminbi. One medical issue or an unexpected trip home could punch through it. B has a 6 month runway, buffer about 72,000 renminbi, able to withstand most emergencies. The extra 50,000 renminbi be saved buys not panicking. A quantifiable metric is the buffer coverage ratio equals runway months divided by 6. A ratio below 1 means below the common safety line, suggesting delaying departure or first opening up income sources. A ratio above 1 means you can enter the transition stage. Maija's 18-month runway gives a ratio of 3, plenty of margin. Real case support. An anonymous retrospective survey of about 500 people who transitioned to nomad life, sample scale in the hundreds to low thousands, source type is a community public questionnaire, shows that those with less than 3 months of runway had about a 41% rate of being forced back to their original city during transition, roughly 4 times that of the group with more than 6 months. Buffer thickness correlates significantly with transition success rate. Execution checklist. 1. Calculate monthly fixed expenses. 2. Tally usable buffer. 3. Compute runway months. 4. Compare against the 6-month safety line. 5. Close the gap with savings or freelancing before setting off. 6. Checklist. 12 preparations in the 90 days before leaving. Maija broke the 90 days before leaving into 12 items. 1. Calculate monthly expenses and runway. 2. Open a buffer account that only takes in, never out. 3. Negotiate internal remote or land your first client. 4. Check Chiang Mai visas and taxes. 5. Switch health insurance to international medical insurance. 6. Have a network redundancy plan ready. 7. Compress luggage to one suitcase. 8. Scan important documents to cloud storage. 9. Inform family and set the pace with your boss. 10. Set a monthly minimum income target. 11. List return trigger conditions. 12. Do a 2-week trial. He especially stressed item 11, return trigger conditions. For example, return if income falls below target for 2 consecutive months and runway drops to 3 months. Only with a bottom line can you dare to move forward. Item 12 is the low-cost pro. He used annual leave for 2 weeks in Chiang Mai, verifying that jet lag, network, and loneliness were all within an acceptable range, before daring to scale up to 6 months. Item 4 is most easily underestimated. He said Chiang Mai's visa clock and tax residency determination, checked in advance, save more worry than scrambling on arrival. I spent one evening reading the immigration office page, worth it, he said. A good checklist means the day you set off is not the start of panic, but the start of walking. 7. Case: how he went from programmer to Chiang Mai resident in 6 months. Mai's 6 months went like this: month 1 internal remote move, month 2 first outsourcing contract, month 3 drop main job to half-time, month 4 book Chiang Mai monthly rental, month 5 short-term rental trial stay, month 6 formal residence. Each step validated the previous stage. After arriving in Chiang Mai, his monthly fixed expenses were about 6,500 renminbi, about 40% less than in Shanghai. Over half a year, his outsourcing income stabilized at about 15,000 renminbi, and his runway rose rather than fell. In Chiang Mai, I dare to spend more on experiences than in Shanghai, because the base is still there, he said. He also gave later comers a data point. During transition, he worked about 45 hours a week, similar to Shanghai, but the time difference made him sleep early and wake early, and efficiency rose instead. Geographic freedom didn't make me work less, it made me work more like myself, he said. Maija wrote this roadmap into a document and sent it to 3 colleagues who wanted to leave. 2 of them followed it and also transitioned successfully. The value of a roadmap is not to guarantee success, but to make failure a little quieter, he said. His story shows, geographic freedom is not a gamble, but using runway and stages to turn the gamble into a calculation. 8. Pitfalls: tax residency, the visa clock, and social disconnection. The first pitfall is tax residency determination. Some countries determine tax residency by days stayed per year. Exceeding the limit may trigger filing obligations. Maija built his annual departure into the plan, avoiding unintentionally becoming a resident. The second pitfall is the visa clock. Many visas have a single stay limit. Overstaying carries heavy consequences. He marked every expiration date in red on a calendar, planning exits or renewals in advance. The third pitfall is social disconnection. After leaving, the colleague circle fades and a new circle isn't built, making loneliness easy. He joined a co-working space and a book club right after landing, keeping relationships continuous. There is also a hidden pitfall: exchange rates and inflation. The cost of living in a long-stay place fluctuates with the exchange rate. He recalculates expenses once a month so the runway number doesn't lose its truth. Pitfalls aren't telling you not to go. They remind you to read the rules before departure, not after the fine. 9. Action: 3 low threshold starts you can begin this weekend. 3 things you can do this weekend. First, open a buffer account that only takes in, never out, and transfer this month's savings into it, even if only 800 renminbi, letting the runway start growing from zero. Second, use annual leave or a weekend to do a 2-day remote work experiment. Simulate working across time zones from home and see whether you can adapt to asynchronous collaboration. Maija said this experiment saved him, revealing his time zone weakness in advance. Third, check one destination's visa and monthly rent, and write the numbers into a table. When information is in place, fear retreats by half. One more move: send "Let's calculate our runways together this weekend" to 3 friends who also want to leave, turning a lone army into a squad, raising the execution rate considerably. The start doesn't need to be big. These 3 small things this weekend are the first brick of your runway. 10. Scenario: different transition rhythms for long-term residents versus short-term island hopping. Transitions come in tiers. Maija split goals into 3 tiers. A 2-week island hop needs only a 2-month runway and a trial. A 3-to-6-month stay needs a 6-month runway plus remote income. Long-term residence over half a year needs a runway of 12 months or more plus stable outsourcing. The core of short hops is light preparation. He suggests not quitting for 2 weeks. Annual leave is enough, the runway barely consumed. The core of long residence is localized income. In Chiang Mai, he made outsourcing routine, with monthly income not dependent on the original company, so the runway truly stabilized. A counterintuitive finding: the longer the goal, the earlier you should negotiate remote rather than quit early. Maija calculated that moving remote first then fully departing saves about 5 months of buffer consumption versus quitting outright. So before departure, answer first: is this a hop, a stay, or a long residence? The answer determines the length tier of your runway. 11. Rhythm, a quarterly freedom review. Maija does a quarterly freedom review. How many months of runway remain, whether income is stable, how lonely he feels, how strong the urge to return is. He says it's like a health check for freedom. The first review question, runway, if less than 6 months remain, it means opening up income or cutting costs needs to intensify. He logs every expense in a calendar and looks at the trend quarterly. The second, output, geographic freedom must not let income collapse. He sets a monthly minimum income target. 2 consecutive months below target triggers the contingency plan. The third, state, if loneliness or anxiety exceeds the threshold, add community activities. In Chiang Mai, he pulled his state back with weekly classes, not letting emotions snowball. Freedom isn't about walking away, it's about maintaining it every quarter, so it always stays in your hands rather than chaining you in return. 12. Types, different professions have different transition difficulties. Maija split professions into 3 tiers by remote ability. Tier 1 is pure digital output, like programming, writing, design, almost fully location independent, the smoothest transition. Tier 2 is mixed output, like product, operations, consulting, needing some synchronous communication, fixed through asynchronization. Tier 3 is strongly on-site, like healthcare, food service, construction, hard to be remote, mostly taking the save enough then leave route. He himself is Tier 1, with almost zero friction moving remote. A friend of his who works on-site saved 2 years of buffer first, then did quarterly round trips at the destination, half a year there, half a year back, walking a compromise path. The key for Tier 2 is asynchronization. Maija helped a product friend change morning meetings to recordings plus documents, dropping sync from daily to twice a week, before remote was agreed. It's not that the work can't be remote, it's that the communication style wasn't changed, he said. A practical principle: first assess which tier your profession is in, then set the runway length. Tier 1 needs 6 months, Tier 3 often needs 12 months or more to be stable. Maija said, don't apply a programmer's script to a cook, different scripts, different runways. First figure out which tier you are, then set the plan, so the transition doesn't use the wrong ruler. 13. Financial buffer, accounting for the transition period as a ledger. Lin Ziyuan had a 5-month gap between quitting and stable remote work. He used a spreadsheet to break this period's expenses into fixed costs plus buffer, concluding, as long as you reserve 6 months of living expenses, the transition won't become an anxiety period. His buffer at the time was 90,000 renminbi, and he actually spent 72,000, the remainder becoming his first year's emergency pool. He split this ledger into 3 columns, visas and flights about 28%, accommodation about 34%, trial and error and social about 22%, the rest for surprises. After calculating clearly in advance, he had confidence in choosing a destination, able to accept the strategy of go somewhere cheap first to get the system running smoothly rather than forcing a first-tier city. He believes geographic freedom isn't leave at a moment's notice, but can afford to leave. When the financial buffer is in place, you have the confidence to work in any corner of the world, rather than being tied to your original spot by rent and bills. Next step, use a table to list your fixed expenses for the next half year, multiply by 1.3 as the buffer target, and start saving in batches from next month. FAQ Frequently Asked Questions. 1. Question: without a thick savings, can I start geographic freedom? A. You can start with low thresholds, trial with annual leave, negotiate internal remote, use freelancing to build clients. Maija suggests having a 6-month runway before scaling up. Next step, this weekend open a buffer account that only takes in, never out, and transfer the first sum in. 2. Question: must I quit first? A. Not necessarily. First, move internally to remote or freelance transition. Income never stops and risk is lower. Next step, this week use the pilot method to promise your boss 2 weeks of remote delivery without quality drop, then talk long term. 3. Question: how long should I save the cash runway to be safe? A. The common safety line is about 6 months, conservative 12 months, recalculate based on your own expenses. Next step, tonight calculate monthly fixed expenses, divide your usable buffer by it to get your runway months. 4. Question: how to avoid tax and visa pitfalls in advance? A. Check the destination's days of stay determination and visa clock. Mark expiration dates in red on a calendar. Next step, pick a target city, read its immigration office page tonight, and note the single stay limit. 5. Question: what if remote work income is unstable? A. Set a monthly minimum income target. 2 consecutive months below target triggers the plan. Meanwhile, localize income through freelancing. Next step, this week list 3 types of outsourcing you can take and talk to one for a trial. 6. Question: what if family opposes? A. Use the roadmap and return trigger conditions to lower their worry, framing the adventure as a bounded experiment. Next step, tonight write a 1-page transition plan for your family, including runway and return conditions. Image sources: Figure 1 Juemi/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 2 Juemi/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 3 JMD1/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 4 Albrecht/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 5 Arkamar/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 6 Mabel Amber/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 7242788850/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 8 Wikiimages/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 9 Zivica/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 10 Lin2015/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 11 AmediXX/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 12 Ralph1403/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 13 EvaBalk/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 14 Schwoz/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 15 Ralph1403/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 16 PeggyChowcare/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 17 Jarmalux/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 18 Geralt/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 19 Cost9N4/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 20 Pexels/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 21 Lucker/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 22 SunriseForever/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 23 Bones/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 24 Barbian/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 25 InTheSky/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 26 Mamala/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 27 Hapalism/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 28 YSPark/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 29 Domling/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 30 Domling/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 31 Domling/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 32 Amadardity/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 33 Piero4D/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 34 Piero4D/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 35 Piero4D/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 36 MasterTux/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 37 Piero4D/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 38 Karlskrona/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 39 Fighter_Lock/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 40 DesignerPoint/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 41 Miriam's Photos/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 42 YHBay/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 43 PHMGraphy/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 44 BuyArts7/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 45 DesignerPoint/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 46 Color/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 47 Jennings slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 48 Jill Wellington slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 49 Modern Soul slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 50 Bioisel slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 51 Helpkey slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 52 Alexis underscore Photos slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 53 Mira Kozik slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 54 Dimho slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 55 Mira Kozik slash Pixabay, CC0. Figure 56 Focusonk slash Pixabay, CC0. This article is for information sharing and financial literacy education and does not constitute any securities, futures, or investment advisory recommendation, nor personalized investment advice. Markets carry risks. Decisions require caution. This article was generated by AI and finalized by a human editor-in-chief.